Well, good morning and a happy new year to you all. I hope you've had a peaceful and safe Christmas in spite of all the restrictions we've been under. And it's great to start the new year with this wonderful, mysterious story of these men setting off on their adventure to find the King of the Jews so they can pay him homage and honour. And we only have this very brief account of this in Matthew's Gospel, so it leaves quite a lot to the imagination, which you often see expressed at the nativity plays at schools. I hate to spoil this traditional nativity story that we see with these three kings dressed up today. The scripture actually calls these wise men or kings magi, and that word actually means that they were Persian astrologers and sorcerers. Perhaps the church has felt uncomfortable about astrologers using their practices to find Jesus, so they soon became known as the wise men or the kings. But the thing I like about calling them wise men is that you can take this very simple story, message from the story, which is on the first slide today. I'm sure you've heard it before. Wise men still seek him. We recognize this in the journey of the wise men. They set out to follow the star. They searched for the Christ child. They persisted in their quest, even when at first they didn't succeed. They followed the scriptures which pointed to Bethlehem, and then they bowed before the young child Jesus, recognizing that he was worthy of their worship. And so we should also follow Jesus with that same persistence and faith. But why should we want to follow him? Well, there's obviously loads of reasons, and I won't go through them all this morning, but here are a few suggestions on my second slide. Firstly, because he is worth it. He may have entered the world as a baby, but he is the Lord of creation, and he now reigns in heaven, crowned with many crowns. Now, today in the church calendar, this day is called Epiphany, and that means a moment of sudden and great revelation. And that describes what the wise men experienced. They must have had an epiphany to realize that this child Jesus, in his humble beginnings, born in a stable, was actually a king, worthy of their worship. And they did, because they acknowledged that by bowing and offering him their gifts. And we read in Revelation that Jesus leads heaven's armies on a white horse as the Lord of hosts, wearing many crowns. But he's our humble saviour king. He's a good king. And heaven worship him because he paid the price for us. As we saw in the puppet show, God didn't just send gifts, but he came himself, the best thing of all. And I pray that we'll all have that realization this morning of Jesus' worth, because not only is he a good king, but he's our wonderful saviour. And secondly, we follow him because we're invited. Jesus said to each one of us, young and old, follow me. The wise men were not Jewish, they were not Christian, they were pagan astrologers who practiced magic, and yet there was a hunger in their hearts to meet the king. They were the first non-Jewish people to become followers of Christ right at the beginning of Jesus' life. And God shows that through calling the Magi to come and worship Jesus, that everyone is invited. No one is outside of God's love, and he longs to have a relationship with every single one of us. Our past doesn't matter. We're all invited. And thirdly, we follow him because it's an adventure. I don't know, perhaps 2020 has already been enough of an adventure for you and you just want a quiet 2021. I might agree with you there. But I have always found following Jesus to be an adventure. And what an adventure these wise men had. They must have told their story when they got back home of the star appearing, of going and meeting Herod, and then eventually they went and found their king. And everything they felt and experienced as they had this epiphany in his presence, and how then they were warned in a dream to go back in a different direction and not go back to Herod. God guided them on their journey there and their journey home, protecting them from Herod and keeping Jesus' whereabouts a secret. And following Jesus is a call to faith. It's a call to a life of adventure. We don't know where he will lead us. We don't know what this year will look like. But we do know that he will be with us and guide us as he guided the wise men. and protect us as he protected them. We may not go on travels to other countries, or definitely not at the moment, but some of us may be called to mission overseas or short mission trips or going and visiting our mission partners. But God will lead all of us to places and people we may never have gone to otherwise without his guiding and prompting and encouragement that he is with us. I know I would not have taken the job of a secondary school science teacher without the courage that God gave me and the confidence that he was with me. And I certainly wouldn't be doing this job. So he will give us boldness to step into all he is calling us to. And 2021 is certainly going to be a different journey for all of us as the way back was for the wise men. And God will lead us. So let us resolve this year to be followers of Jesus, to keep our eyes fixed on him, the author and finisher of our faith, and say yes to his invitation, not excluding ourselves or believing he couldn't possibly want me or use me, because he's invited all of us today to follow him. Let's worship and offer him the gifts of our time and talents because he is worth it. And be open to taking those risks of faith, open to new directions and opportunities as he leads us by his Holy Spirit. I'll finish with a quote from C.S. Lewis from Mere Christianity. Look for Christ and you will find him, and with him, everything else. Look for Christ and you will find him, and with him, everything else. Wise men still seek him. Amen.